for his 12th year essay, he wrote The Benefits of Technology.
We're holding on Daf Yudal at the beginning of Perek Sheni. Yesh b'korbanot ha-yachid she'ein b'korbanot ha-tzibur v'yesh b'korbanot ha-tzibur she'ein b'korbanot ha-yachid. The Mishnah tells us there are a series of things which are to be found in korbanot ha-yachid that cannot be found in korbanot ha-tzibur, and vice versa, certain things, characteristics of korbanot ha-tzibur that are not characteristics of korbanot ha-yachid. The korbanos ha-yachid, for instance, are in Temura. We've already seen that korbanot ha-tzibur inos in Temura. Furthermore, korbanot ha-yachid are noheg. Now, one way of understanding this, all types of korbanot ha-yachid are noheg. That means, if it's an ayla, if it's a shlomin, if it's a shlomin, and so forth, whatever type of korban there would be, we'll see there's an alternative, would be noyeg bein b'zachorim bein b'nekevitz, whereas korbanos ha-tzibur are, by definition, only zachorim. No matter what they are, they're always zachorim. Korbanot ha-yachid chayavim ba'achrayutan u'ba'achrayut niskehem. When you bring a korban yachid, if you something happens to the carbon, so if you're makabel, your chiyuv of the carbon, you have to replace it. So replace it tomorrow, the next day. But korbanot ha-tzibur cannot be replaced. In other words, if somehow you miss a chiyuv of a carbon tzibur that has, let's say, today's musaf, you can't make it up. You can't bring it the next day. You didn't have korbanos that day, so there is no chiyuv then. That you can now, it doesn't mean all the korbanos. Obviously, there's some that are we're talking about over here, korbanos that are kavu azman. That's the contrast. All korbanos that are kavu azman, whether it be yochid or betzibur. Let's say that you have you're supposed to bring on the eighth day a mitzvah spring. You're supposed to bring korban yochid. You're supposed to bring his korbanos to mivatar mitzimisra. It doesn't bring it the eighth day. You can bring it a year later. So there's always akrayas for the chiyuvim that you have, even when you were makabel the matzav on yourself, like by a nozer and so on. But the end result is that whatever chiyuv comes out of it, that is kavu al zman, anything that has a day in which it needs to be brought, that day can be made up. But by a tzibur, when it has something that's a chiyuv of a day, like a korban musa, obviously there are also some korbanos of tzibur that do not have a chiyuv of a day. Par helam davar shel tzibur. Those things that have a kriyas zman cannot be made up. We'll see. We'll learn that in the Gemara.
Avos
vanu potekor.
That's the phrase. Avos vanu potekor.
Mokor. This is the mokor of that phrase, as we'll see in the Gemara. So korbanot ha-yachid chayavim ba'achrayutam u'ba'achrayut nisehem. If you didn't bring the nesachim, you bring the nesachim later. Whereas korbanot ha-tzibur in chayavim ba'achrayutam. So if you missed, let's say I'm bringing a carbon, you didn't have the carbon around to be able to bring for the musaf, you can't bring yesterday's musaf the next day, and therefore of course you won't bring the carbon nisachim, say the wine that you would have poured out and so on. Those things are dependent on the zevach. If you didn't bring the zevach, you don't bring the nisachim. However, if you did bring the zevach but you didn't have the nisachim, so you brought the musaf today, you didn't have the nesachim, you get the nesachim tomorrow, you can bring the nesachim tomorrow. So chayavim ba'achrayut niskeyem mishikorav ha-zevach. Once the name zevach was brought, then even the tzibur is chayav in achrayut nesachim. Now there are things that we found in korbanos ha-tzibur that are not to be found in korbanos ha-yachid. For instance, yesh b'korbanot ha-tzibur she'en b'korbanot ha-yachid. Korbanot ha-tzibur dochin et ha-shabbat v'et ha-tumah. Most important thing is that if something is a korban yachid, then it can be brought on Shabbos, and it can even be brought. Okay? What did I say? I said yachid. Sorry. The brain gets me sometimes. No. So if a korban tzibur is brought on the Shabbos, and if you have the tzibur being tamei, so then you use docha tumah as well. Korbanot ha-yachid, the docha neither. Not Shabbos and not tumah. Says Rabbi Meir, no, I'm sorry, this is a mistake. The question of whether something is dofer Shabbos and Tumah has nothing to do with the status of its being a yachid or a tzibur. It has to do with something else entirely. Because look, Chavitei Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol wants to bring every day his Chavitei. Those are Korban Yochid. Not a Korban Sivud. Are they Dorof HaShabbos?
Yes.
Of course they are. And that's one of the tests taught me every day. Also the power of Yom HaKippurim. Who pays for the power of Yom HaKippurim? It's Parah Shel Aaron. Because those give Aaron and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it has to be Mishaloi. So that is a Korban Yochid entirely. Is it Dorof HaShabbos? Absolutely. Is it Dorof HaTumah? Yes. So therefore, you don't try to tell me the difference over here is because of the fact that something's a Korban Sivud. That's not the issue. There are even Korbanot Yachid. There are also Dorof HaShabbos and Tumah. Ela, you know, the defining issue is not the Sivud or Yachid, but rather Kavua Zman. When we say Kavua Zman, we mean Kavua Zman in a way that cannot be made up for. Not like the Kviyas of Zman, the 8-day in Mitzorah, which is what to do with Atfila, but you could do it at any time. But Kavua Zman, where if you don't bring your Torah, it can't be brought again, then I don't care if it's a Yochid or a Tzibur, that this is the day that the Torah was Kaveya, and therefore it is there for Shabbos today. No, it doesn't matter. There's all the dinim of a Korban Yochid. The fact that he's a public figure doesn't mean it's Sayer of a Nasi. A Nasi is also a public figure, but it's entirely a Korban Yochid. Capacity doesn't change his status as a Yochid. I mean, I understand where it's coming from. There are limits. Says the Gemara, Korban Yochid Osa Tumura. Now, well, wait, I mean, the Mishnah is speaking a little bit too broadly, don't you think? Shouldn't we narrow that down a bit when you say Korban Yochid is Osa Tumura? I mean, it implies every Korban Yochid is Osa Tumura. It's not really true. I mean, we said Ofot, for instance. We wrote in the Mishnah that Ofot, which are Korban Yochid, Ofot can't make a Tumura because it says Beima. It means Korban Yochid that are behemot. Well, it's sorry, but even that's not true. I mean, let's say a Vlad. Vlad is a Korban Yochid. Somebody has a Korban, so the Teva had a child. So now that the child is also Kadesh, it's not going to make a Temura, even though it's a Korban Yochid. So by Vlad, where over there it's a Korban Yochid, they know it's a Temura. Well, I guess the Mishnah would have to be going, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. The Vlad, Osa Tumura. So according to him, a Korban Yochid, that is a Behema, is Osa Tumura, even when it's a Vlad. No, hold on a second. How about a Tumura? A Tumura itself is a Korban Yochid. A Tumura is not going to make a Tumura according to anybody. So what about a Tumura? The Tumura Atzmah is a Korban Yochid. Vein Tumura, Osa Tumura, we learned them. That everybody agreed, even Rabbi Yehuda, that one Tumura can't make another Tumura.
Well,
the Mishnah speaks too broadly. It should say that there are Kavanot Tzibur that have a Tumura. Not that a Kavanot coming up that has Tumura. Not that Kavanot Yachid make a Tumura. It's not a rule. So a Tumura doesn't make a Tumura. Well, it means Korbanot of the Iker HaZevach. You know, when you make something Kodesh. Okay, so I mean, if you're saying that, Ashtatit Lahachi, now that you've come on to say that, then we no longer have to say it's going to go to Yehuda, do we? Because then even if it's going to go to Rabbanan, the Vlad is certainly not an Iker Zivcha. That's not the thing that you personally Magdish. And therefore, the Vlad is Enos Etzmura, but it's not in the contradiction to our Mishnah, because all our Mishnah is saying, when a Yochid is marking something, that thing makes it an animal, that thing makes it Tumur. Okay, so let's assume that's the pshat. So now let's go on. Korbanot Yachid can be either male or female. Well, that's certainly not true. I mean, what do you mean? An Ayla of a Yachid can be a male or a female? I mean, an Ayla is defined always as a male. So an Ayla, which is a Korban Yochid, is a Zohar. The Zohar has in the Kevan Loas, you can only bring a male Korban, not a female. Okay, but you can bring an Ayla Zohar. An Ayla Zohar is a Yochid's Korban. And there's no Hakpada on the sex of the Yoch. The Tanya Tamut Vizachrut Bideima, Ve'im Tamut Vizachrut Be'ofot. Yeah, all right, you got out of that one, although it's pretty sneaky, because before you said we're talking about behemoths, I mean, I don't know, okay. But what about a chatas? A chatas is a korban yochid, it's always in a keva. You said it could be either male or female. Ah, but there's always a sayer nasi, and a sayer nasi is a yochid, and he brings his offer. So there are, I mean, it doesn't mean every single one has an option, but within each class of korban, there's an option. So there's an option by an ola, if it's an ola. There's an option by a chatas, if the one who's bringing the chatas is a nasi. What about a korban arsham? An arsham, that's an arsham, a korban yachid, right? And you can only bring a zocher. There's no such thing as a korban arsham, it's a nekeva. Zocher is a nekeva loasi. But you can't ask an arsham, because there's no such thing as an arsham by a tzibur. We're only contrasting those korbanos which can be contrasted, since this class of korban. There's no such thing as a korban arsham that is brought by a tzibur ever. So in all the classes of korbanos which both yochid and tzibur share, this would be a difference between them. In fact, there are also korbanot yachid that don't appear in the rabbim. Amish is not talking about them, obviously, because we're coming here to contrast the yochid and the tzibur. So arsham biyochidi to be tzibur lanta, a korban arsham only is found among Yechidi, and not found among the Tzibur. And you know what this whole thing reminds me of? I mean, it doesn't say every single class of korban. Maybe it's just a broad comparison. In other words, maybe the point over here is that there are such things, and as many of the ideas, it doesn't say kol korbanot hayachid. Yesh the korbanot. I mean, that's the point. The korbanot at Tzibur, there's no yesh. Nekeva at all, because I mean, what's going to be the case? Almost every single one is an ola anyway. The few chataot that are brought is a sawyer or a par, right? And then you have even there's one shloim that is brought by a tzibur, which is a kitzei aseret, and that's also unique in that it needs to be a zocher. So it doesn't exist among the korbanot tzibur at all. Among the korbanot, I'm not suggesting necessarily every single class, but among the korbanot, wait a minute. Among the korbanot, hayachid, there exist many examples of a korban that is in a kevot. Came out all of the chataot on the kevot. You see, there's certainly other cases you have an olas in the kevot as well. So that's all that it means, but it didn't mean to compare all classes at all times. No, not but once we're ready to say this, maybe that we'd be willing to also say that our original question is not a question about the Tura. Did we say every single one? We said that there are such things. Okay.
In response to the klala, the answer is no.
That's what the answer is. No, we didn't mean it's a klal only as a klal. There are korbanot tzibur. There are the korbanot yachid. Then you have to analyze each individual case. If it's an no, for instance, and it's not included. Yasher kol chacha. I'm served by the president. The Lord of our Chacha. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehachronu Yehudah. Why does the guy who has a coffee get what?
We're the same thing.
Everybody wants water.
Mineral water first.
Really?
Yeah. Without the mineral water comes with the
right. With the coffee.
Your palate, you have to be refreshed. You have to appreciate the coffee for the coffee.
That really?
That's sugar. It's civilized.
Makes sense. It's a better one. Korbanot yachid chayavim ba'achrayutan. Now, next thing we learn, one of the other differences is that a korban yachid, and this refers to a korban yachid that has a particular zman that you're supposed to bring it, such as the eighth day of a mitzvah, or the case of a nazir, and so on, wherever the oledes that becomes tahira, all of those days are when you can bring the korban. You don't bring the korban on that day, so you bring it on another day. Now, Shankin, any day that a carbon sibur is kavu asman, like a musaf of a particular day of yantar, you can't make up for it. How do we know? How do we know that it can't be made up? In the Tanur Rabbanan, it says beferish in the pasuk, beautiful pasuk in our favorite parish of Shor Kesef Eis that we read on yantar. So it says Eila Ba'adei Hashem Nikrai Kadesh. And then it says, like Rivi Shela Hashem Dvar Yom Biyomo. What's the Dvar Yom Biyomo? Obviously Dvar Yom Biyomo. A little pshat is, you can only bring Dvar Yom Biyomo. And if you miss a day, you can't bring one yom in another yom. And therefore, Avar Zimanam, this is Bato Korbanam, Malam Mitchikola Yom. So that's what Dvar Yom Biyomo means, any time during the day. No, please, to bring in a particular hour, as long as, of course, I make sure to bring it before I bring the Tamicha ben Arbayim, because that we learn not Aleha Hashlem Kol HaKarbonot Kulam. You have to bring all other Karbonot between the two to meet him. Okay, but as far as a particular time in the day, as we know, you can daven Musaf all day. You can bring a Karbon Musaf all day. The two are interdependent, of course. So Kol HaYom Kosher Musaf. And what's that? Vayom Biyomo Melamech Ima Vayom V'lo Aviyam Eno Chayav Bachrayuta. The day passed, you didn't bring the carbon for some reason. There's no achrayut to bring this carbon another day. It's no longer possible to bring. Now, you might think if that's the case, even if you brought the carbon, but you didn't have, let's say, the money or the ability to bring the sachim. So maybe if you didn't bring the sachim, you can't bring it the next day. And you're not chayav b'achrayut nischayim, apa pish karav azevach, even though you brought the musaf itself. Therefore, the Torah keeps stressing, min chasam v'nizkehem, min chasam v'nizkehem, min chasam v'nizkehem. So what's the min chasam v'nizkehem all about? It comes down, min chasam v'nizkehem b'alayla, min chasam v'nizkehem b'bachar. If you brought the carbon, you didn't bring the mincha v'nesach with the carbon, bring it tonight. You didn't bring it tonight, bring it tomorrow. In other words, that can be made up once the carbon was brought.
But only once.
You separately bring in carbon nesach. The sibur doesn't bring down carbon nesach.
The musaf isn't brought.
And there's no. We're going to. The Gemara is going to get into the
state. The nesach is brought.
It's a prepared.
No.
Prepared.
It's brought after the carbon, but the carbon is mekadesh it if they're both there simultaneously. Yeah. Reish Lakish says, that's not where to learn it from. I'll tell you where you learn it from. You learn it from like this. Why does the Torah say, I ask you, it says, Zevach v'nesachim d'var yom b'yomo, milvat shabtot Hashem. What do you mean, milvat shabtot Hashem? Obviously milvat Hashem. It says, al hatami. I mean, why would I think that what Shabbos is different? And the pshat is like this. The milvat shabtot Hashem comes to tell me, and of course, this is a drush of smuchim. And now that should be applied even to the Shabtot Hashem. In which case, I now understand that if you missed, let's say, your carbon of Shabbos, today's Yom, yesterday was Shabbos, you should bring today what it is that you missed of the Nesachim of Shabbos. So it's telling me to bring the Dvar Yom Biyomo, besides bring what you're going to bring today on Yom Tov, besides yesterday's Nesachim, right? Which is Shabbos' Nesachim, which shows clearly that the Nesach is brought on a different day than the Etzem Korban. Because yesterday was Shabbos and today is Yom Tov.
The Smuchim is by the Nesachim.
By the Nesachim, the Ferish, yes. It's Zevach and Nesachim by Yom Tov. Okay, and the truth is, says the Gemara Vitzricha, we do need both of these psukim, because look, if the Torah would have just said, Bilvat Shabtot Hashem, I would have said, okay, Bilvat Shabtot Hashem, when you bring the Nesachim, which is, of course, during the day, because we have Bar Yom B'Yomo, so when you're bringing the Nesachim during the day of Yom Tov, you can then bring along with it yesterday's Nesachim of Shabbat during the day, but only during the day, of course. Therefore, it says min chasam v'nizkehem to tell me afilu b'layla. On the other end of it said min chasam v'nizkehem, and it wouldn't have said milvat shatot Hashem. I would have said dafka b'layla, meaning the next layla, but not in the day. Why? Why would I have said that? Because by kochim, remember that the layla follows the day. So if things that are brought during the day, I mock with them all through the night, which means that next night they don't become noticeable until the next morning. So as opposed to other dinim in Jewish law, where the night begins the 24-hour period, by Karkshim, surprisingly, the night follows the 12-hour period of the day, and the 24 hours are day and night, as it is secularly. Okay, so that's fascinating. By us, by Kadesh, it's that way, but the secular is the other way.
Okay. We eat that way.
We eat that way?
When you define our day of eating, you really think of the morning, and then you think of the night.
But those are the errors.
We're feeding them as back, so it's like a dinner.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Okay, so therefore, strictly, therefore, we need both of these psukim.
Is there any kind of units you can bring in the psukim before you bring the carbon?
Of a carbon? You can't bring that, right? The Sakhim, it's only a chiyuv once there is the carbon. Now, wait a second, you're telling me that the Sakhim are brought at the night? I don't even think that's true. I mean, doesn't it say about Tanya, Ein v'yelad varim shadar kan likarev balaylas? It says over there, v'yaolam, o'gam, izbeach, alaylad, abaykir. Okay, so we darshan over there. That's, in other words, you bring things on the mizbeach all night long. Says the Brayse of the Taras Kayani, I might think that's Dafka, things which are the derekest to bring them at night, let's say the Yevorim or the Pidorim, which you bring them from the time Miba Hashemesh, from sunset, and then they're Mitakmin, walking Kololav, they're digested on the Mizbeach all at night. Fine. So Kololav of Kula. But how about things which the derek is to bring them in the day, not at night? Can they also stay on the Mizbeach all night? Let's say Kigon, Hakomets, Valavona, Pumin Kach Nesachim. Oh my God, a Mikach Nesachim. And it means that the Derek could bring Mikach Nesachim during the day only, and then maybe you're allowed to leave them on the Mizbeach at night, but it means that the Tzura, the time that's been used for them to be brought as Davki in the day, and continues the Brisa, well, let's just finish the Brisa, Shema'alan Mibo HaShemesh, that you bring them up to Mizbeach after sunset. What? You don't mean that, do you? You just said these are things that are brought on in the day. You can bring them up right before Shkia, as long as it's still there. And they are also mitachim upon Allah. How do I know that they can stay on the Mizbeach all night, even though it's not their business to be on the Mizbeach at night? They're supposed to be brought up in the day. Therefore, Talmud Lomar, Zot Torah to Allah, look, whatever comes up, there's a Torah generally Ravibu, that I mean to make as a very universal idea. And, but in any event, I mean, it says, Beferish Katani Miyad, bottom line is, it lists Nisachim as Dark and the Karabinyon, and you're claiming that Nisachim is K.M. Afilo Balayla. This is a serious problem. Says Rabbi, maybe it sounds like this. I says, "When Rav Chama lo kasha, maybe the pshat is kam mikadesh, kam mikarev." The chiddush is that yes, I have to go and to put it into the kli. Okay, and there's enochinami. I am magdish it. I give it its kedusha. I can give it b'layla. Okay, but I can't be makriv it actually until sunrise. My magdashit at night.
The previous days.
Whatever it is for. That's not the point. We're not talking about whose Nesachim it is. We brought a carbon that says Nesachim can be brought at night. Right now we're not thinking. The Gemara eventually will get to what you're trying to say. That there's a difference between the Nesachim that are meant to be brought with a carbon before, and the Nesachim that are not meant to, that are being brought on their own. But right now the Gemara has not come up with that distinction. Right now we think that there's a general rule, the Nesachim can be brought b'layla, because the Nesachim b'layla. Yeah, of course, including the Nesachim that were meant to be brought with yesterday's carbon. And yet the rule in the Doras Kayanim was very, very clearly that Nesachim, the Derek is to bring them only b'yom. So how do you explain this? Okay, so we're saying the idea of here is that one is the halacha of to bring them up on the Mizbeach. Bring them up on the Mizbeach, that's a different issue. Says, well, that's not a different issue. I'm sorry, you're wrong. If you can make something Kaddish B'Kli, B'Layla, then you can also be makrivit balayla. Then keruvik mikrivit. Jehatanya, because it says the haklal, the rule is kolakarev binyan, anything that is limited to be brought during the daytime, in a kodesh ala binyan. You can only make it kodesh. This means kedusha shagur, not to be makrivit with your pet. You can only make it kodesh or put it in a kli to get a kedusha on its own essence, dafka in the daytime. That which is kodesh at night can be indeed kodesh balayla, and that's when you need to make it kodesh. That which is kodesh kodesh bein bayon bein balayla is kodesh bein bayon bein balayla. So in the mela, your distinction is not workable. It violates our rule. Whenever the time for Hakrov is, that's the time where Hakdosha is, and vice versa. So how are you going to answer this? Elam Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef. God, the only way you can answer is by erasing it. In other words, obviously there's a mistake here when it says that the Nisachim is the door to be brought in the day, and it violates all of these brises with the limudim that we had, the Dvar Yom V'Yomom, Yilvat Shatot Hashem, and then the Zerach with Nisachim, that we keep repeating, Afilu Balayla, Afilu L'Mocha. It's a mistake. We got used to throwing in Nisachim with other things. We'll have to remove the word Nisachim from the Torah's canon. There's no way to fix it up. Now, Rav Dini goes up to Eretz Yisrael, and he hears Rav Yirmiyah sitting and repeating a Shmua of Rav Yeshua ben Levi that says as follows, and when he hears it, he goes bananas. Oh my God, that's the solution. What did Rav Yeshua ben Levi say? Minayim l'nesachim, but here's the key word. How do we know that when the Nesachim are being brought with the Zevach at the same time, that they can only be covered by Yom? Oh, and it says, L'nischiyem l'sham mechem. Why is the Torah compared to Nesachim and Shlamim and Pinchas? To tell me that just like a carbon, Shlamim is only by Yom, Nesachim that are brought together with any carbon are only by Yom. So he realized, oh my goodness, there's two sets of Nesachim. Clearly in the Torah's Kayanim, what it was referring to as Barmea suggested, that there's a difference between the Nesachim that are being brought with as Shlamim, because then the Kedusha of the carbon is that which brings the Kedusha to the Nesachim. If the Nesachim are present at the time that the carbon is brought, then that's what's actually magdish in the sofer.
The carbon.
But if it's not present, then you have to bring it separately. You give it its kedusha separately. So it's a completely different dinner. If it's being brought secondarily to the carbon, so then, because together with the parts, some sofer and then a sofer are compared to shlamim, in Pinchas, that's a brand new din. So that means I give it a sofer dinim of korbanos itself, and it's on a korban el vayon. But if they're being brought separately, and how do I know they can be brought separately? From the extra remes after Dvar Yom B'Yomo of Yovat Shabtot Hashem, then we have Mischayem Afilu Balayla, then they don't know. If you're Magdish them Balayla, so then you bring them Balayla.
Then they have to be Magdish B'Yom?
No, either way.
Really?
No.
That's for the
edits. No, yeah, I mean, when you know, if you have the Nisachim, the mitzvah was to bring it with the carpenter.
So you don't have to be
marking during the day? No, you don't need to be marking, unless they're together with the carbon.
How do you see that coming in?
You keep asking that, and I keep repeating it. Here in Parshas Pinchas, when it's talking about the Nischehem that are being brought on the Moedah, it says, L'shal Mechem. What's the connection?
They're not independent.
They have Dinim of Shlomi. Oi! He says, oh, man! The internet's down. How am I going to get this message? Rav Yosef, he asked to create a curse if he got it. If I had somebody around that could take a letter, I would send a letter
to
Anirais. Rav Yosef.
To
Anirais the bracer, Mr. Fritz. Because he said there was no answer. And here's the answer. It's beautiful. Unfortunately, it is as usual. There's a strike and the door is closed. And I would have written him in a letter, Lotis the Minchas Nesachim Nimasli. He said, don't take out the words Minchat Nesachim. That makes perfectly good sense. Lotash, a kambin Nesachim Aboy Nimazeva. what the Breiser was referring to were Nisarchim that had been brought at the same time that the Zevach, therefore they had the Kedushas as Zevach, and they had to be brought like a Shlomi back in the day. And the Breiser, I mean, and the Yukim in our Breisers of Dvar Yom B'Yomo is referring to Nisarchim. Habayim B'Fnei Atzman. Says, what's this business if you would have had a letter? How can you send a letter? It's us to send a letter. We've gotten used to this idea that, Adarabba, the more Sfarim the better, we should write up Divrei Torah and so on. It's actually us to write up Divrei Torah. What possible excuse would there to be to write this in a letter? Better, yet, still not enough. You gotta tell me, Efshalom Mishlacha, what there's some heter to send a letter. You Amr Baba, Breda Pir Barav Amr Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is quoted that Kotvei Halakot Kisorfei Torah, people who write down halakots are like they burned the Sefer Torah. Because, I mean, even if, let's say, fire breaks out in the house, you have to let them be burned on Shabbos. Sometimes you have to burn them with a tefillah because you're not allowed to keep them. Divrei Torah that were written down from perishable things. The Geniza, some of the Shita says, even Sreifa.
At what period is this?
At any period. Rabbi Yochanan is even after the Mishnah was written. Whatever we were mate, we were mate. Whatever we weren't mate, we weren't mate.
In the outset of the French,
here's the record. Yes,
somebody who learns from such a sefer ain't a neto scar. He doesn't get any scar for learning. Alright guys, sorry.
You must have
but now the people listening on the share overseas.
I'm not
sure.
How
does it end with the daf ends with it? Impossible.
Yeah, the daf would never end.
This is where we're from. The
continent. Dorash Rabbi Yehuda Bar Nachmani miturgamani dereish lakish. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Nachmani was dar tereshit from the Torah. It says, Ksov lachas ha-dvorim ha-eila, in one pasuk. And the other pasuk says, Kosev ha-echad ha-emer, ki al-pi ha-dvorim ha-eila, now wake up your mind. It says, Ktov lacha, write down these words. It was supposed to write down the Torah, Moshe is told. And then the pasuk continues, because al-pi ha-dvorim ha-eila, which means orally, on the oral basis of these words, I'll make a bris. What does that mean? Lomar lachas, the teacher, that there are two separate and very different elements of Torah, and that dvorim she'al peh yatar asher lomam bichtav, you must maintain the oral Torah orally, and dvorim she'bichtav, those things which are meant to be written down, yatar asher lomam peh, you must not say them orally, you must read them. Our Tanya of the Rebbe Shmuel is another drasha directly from the first pasuk. You're only allowed to write down these words that I told you now on Har Sinai as Torah she'bichtav. You're not allowed to write down various halachot or midrash or agadot and so on. How can you have written in the letter? Amrei milta chadata shani. You know, a chiddush is different because this was a tremendous chiddush. Rabbi Yosef was in trouble. He took out words from the Brises that shouldn't have been taken out, and we know that a chiddush is different because Rabbi Yosef and Rish Lakish actually used to read midrashim on Shabbat, so they were ma'ayin b'sifur dagadat b'Shabbat. What's the heter to read the Medrash Rabbah? It's written down. You're not allowed to read it. Because they said like this, since it says, Eitz la'asos la'ashem, heferu Torah secha, that in an emergency, sometimes in order to be Mekayim the Torah, you have to be oiker a particular thing, So they said, "Mutav te'akeot achat shel Torah v'atishtakach Torah miYisrael." It's better to uproot one din in the Torah, namely that we're not allowed to read books of Torah Shabbat, rather than that the whole Torah will be forgotten. So they were afraid, since they didn't, they weren't such pekiyim in the Midrashim, so they were afraid that maybe they should read it in order that they shouldn't come.
That's amazing.
To be
sure. Did it change or just the circumstances?
What was the first one?
There was such a yurida that they couldn't.
Rambam says there was tumult.
It's
the fact that people were no longer settled, and the way he described it used to be enormous groups of laymen. We had thousands of people that were sitting for years and years. Somebody forgot something, somebody else knew it, and there was constant interchange. And then there was a tremendous scattering. After the Romans, people scattered to four quarters of the earth. You no longer had the long-term commitments of the large places and so on. There was no repository. The male Ksiva was required for the repository.
You
haven't put in more than you had in years.
Right. A tremendous amount of
tumult
today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that
the Rambam
doesn't agree.
But
what
the other
Ashura
God
wants to have. So the Rabbi Yonah is not had to read. I mean,
that's
the idea that they, you know,
they
knew everything, but they had to read in the
Torah.
Yeah.
I got it to read.
For example,
when they asked this problem about the if you get it, didn't they know about this? Why did the Gemara say it?
That there's two completely different issues here. Because first of all, there are the repositories. Repositories are the Shas. Repositories are the Midrash. These were created. They were mechuber as repositories. And because of that, what's unique about them is that they were an attempt to avoid the dangers of Kiva Serge about that. And therefore, they were written very carefully to mean many things at the same time, which drives people crazy about the Mishnah. People don't understand it.
So then
they think the Gemara is cuckoo. Sir in the chaser means this crazy case, or that, you know, like Rebbe couldn't have done a better job. The whole point of writing the Mishnah in this fashion was not because they're nuts. There's much more than that. No, they're not.
So it will be a
so, so that it will remain a Torah Rabbah, be indecipherable in any one particular way. So the Gemara says that Rebbe included 13 different approaches. He even forgot one himself, and then someone, there was the washerman underneath the window that had been listening to Rebbe's speaking it out for all the years, and he reminded him of one of the ways that he had read the Mishnah, because it's very confusing, because you have to keep in mind all types of alternatives simultaneously. That's the gayness of Torah Shabbat. So the greater the repository, the broader the possibilities of its interpretation. Some idiot writes a safer and they do exactly the opposite. This is the child. It's as narrow as it could possibly be.
So
I mean, what's the cloud ahead there to write a narrow interpretation of Torah Shabbat? That's what they're asking.
Okay,
and even there, the Shaila is Charata. You'll notice the Gemara says an amazing thing. It says Milsa Charata Shaila. Because the point of leaving Torah Shabbat open is that it always has room for Kiddush. And since what he wanted to write him in his letter was a Kiddush,
okay,
it's not a violation. It's not a breakfast for me to get the Kiddush. If I'm trying to tell you what the law is, you're right, then I can't write it down in stone. But if I'm trying to change the law, then that's the doctor where it should be mutter. That's the most similar to what it is that Rav Yochanan and Shlokish were doing. They said, look, we need a pshat. The way Rashi understands it, why do they look? In other words, we need to know an answer to a problem. Therefore, we have to be Mayan, because we don't have that level of yadiya to discover what it is that we don't understand. So in other words, according to this, the ikur issue is the chiddush, right? So they're saying,
you have to have a din of writing.
They find something that they need to know is the Lashon of the Sheikah. not stam shalot yishakach. So now it's davka in order to be machadish something. If I'm using the repositories as kiddush, so then that's okay, because then I'm not going against at least the spirit of what the whole point is. It's amazing. I don't know if it's so question, but if there's a heter to write the halachas for them, that they write today, and so on and so forth. It's become accepted as if the whole halacha doesn't exist. Because we're in such terrible shape, if we don't write down this and that, we'll never know anything. But the truth is that the results have been absolutely catastrophic. No, in that there's become sort of a one way of doing things across the line world. Destroy it. That these things are mamish.
The Rambam and
that's why the Rambam goes through the whole explanation of why he's doing this. Okay. And he's saying, I see this as a direct chiyuv from the Tosos of the fact that there was after right Mishnah and then Gemara. And nowadays nobody even understands the Gemara. And it doesn't help them to know the Sifra and so on and so forth. So I'm putting all of that together into a new repository. But he goes through the whole history to show that this must have been included, because this is his basis. This must have been included in the initial head. But we know that as it goes further and further, the results are more and more catastrophic, in which today there's mamish, there's no creativity left.
It's
only looking back into there's anthologies looking back at how it was Paskin and so on. It's just the deadening effect that this has put on people in terms of their learning is just horrific. And here, even here, the Gemara is saying it's not Dr. Milsa Chadata. I see you want to leave. Okay, yeah, so I just wanted to tell you, I noticed you're looking at other Esrogim. I have plenty of people who want that Esrogim. If you prefer something else,
why don't you?
No, I don't need to. I just want to leave it open.
No, thank you, Rabbi.
Anybody who wants to return an Esrog?
No, thank you.
Please, and don't forget also, I owe you money.
The past that this generation was afraid to write down a Chiddush. It's safe, maybe, they never write it down.
If it's written cryptic, how could it be a halakha being called writing?
If it's still written, it's limited. There are only 13 different interpretations that are consistent throughout the whole Mishnah.
So that's
very limited. The Mishnah as a whole is,
Does this last Hashem an example of serving Hashem with Yetzer Hara?
Okay, so therefore he tied it would have been Kedai to write a letter, which is a terrible answer, but under the circumstances to write a Dvar Chiddush and to let Rav Yosef know that the Braisa has an interpretation. It's tremendously Kedai.
Rav Yosef was blind.
He would have read it for him. Was he gone? He was sick. He's gone. Omer Papa. Ashtar Yamad is talking about going to Nasa. Says Omer Papa, now that you're saying that Nisakrim that are coming not attached to the Zeva can be brought even at night, as opposed to the Nisakrim that are coming in the day. So then, Nizdama Nesachim Malaya, let's say that you only managed to get Nesachim at night. There was no, you ordered Nesachim, they didn't come, and so on. They didn't let you into the Rova, I mean, they had problems in delivering, other days also problems. So then, you can be Magish them Balayla, and Matrim?
Well, everybody knows the joke why Mashiach hasn't come. Because Boris didn't let him in. An Arab delivery boy was coming and complaining, so I told him this joke. He was in the middle of drinking, he threw it out, he collapsed in laughter. Why are you putting up?
He's still around, I haven't seen him.
Okay, so
we can be sure, therefore, that there's no Chashash in Mashiach before you answer. Okay, so. The Kiddush, therefore, is you can actually magishit the Kli, but if you're magishit the Kli, then you bring it only at night. Because once you're magishit the Kli, you're magishit the Kli. Om, the Rav Yosef, the Rav Shmuel, the Rav Papa, Tanya, the Mitzayela. Actually, the Braisa supports it. Because, as we learned in Amin Aleph, Zaklal, kol ha-korev b'yom en ha-kodesh ala b'yom v'kol ha-korev b'layla kodesh b'layla omer v'arabara v'alos ha-shachar p'selos ben k'evorim. You should know that if you were married with something in a kli at night, then now it becomes possible with the morning. Even though the time of the Nesachim was during the day, but since you these Nesachim could have been brought by Laila, and you gave them Kedushas Kli by Laila, they become Nifsal now in the morning, just like anything else that was Kodesh that was meant to be brought at night.
From Lina?
From Lina. Yes, sir. Dimi Omer Rabbi Yoshua ben Yehoshadok. Eleta Asula Hashem b'Mo'adechem. Meaning what? Elu, meaning all the ones that are going to be listed here in Pinchas. These are chayveis. These chayveis are that are baris chayva b'regel. Okay, that's all the karbonos that I need to bring in the regel. Continues the pasuk. Levad minidrechem minizvotechem. Other than the darim and the davos you make personally. Oh, so in other words, that teaches us. Limeid al nedarim v'nedavot shekrevim b'chol asher molek. In other words, you can bring your karbanas, your personal karbanas, even the b'chol asher molek. As the machlokes is showing him whether this means it's a mitzvah to bring them b'chol asher molek. Why would there be a mitzvah?
You're ready there.
Because we want you to be marveh to have additional achilas karbanas, because the simcha of the regel is in terms of the basar of karbanas. Or whether this is a chiddush that you might have thought that this is like Bechagin Malach Tolomei. Why don't you come up before Yantan and bring them? Why are you coming and you're bringing a doctor and Kolomei? So in other words, it's as if you have all these things to do and you think, well, I'm going up anyway, I might as well do it. So if that's the case, then isn't that the same as being Bechagin your Malach, which you're not allowed to do? Even though it's thick, or maybe it's not considered to be terrible. Right, it's different discussions what the conditions are here. There comes one that they're telling me that Adarab, bring along your Nedorim and your Nedorim. Now, what are we talking about when we say this? When it says L'olotechem. Which Olotechem? The Makat of B'dakar. We talk about L'olot Neder, we just said. Milvad, it says B'Fresh. Milvad, V'Nidrechem, V'Nidvotechem. It's not L'olot Neder. It's talking about the Zadava. It says, Milvad minidvotechem. Arei kvar amur minidvotechem. So what is added by this extra word, olotechem? I mean, there's no such thing. If it's an olos chayva, which is a tzibur, we said it. An olos neder, we said it. An olos zadava, we said it. And what is the third thing, olotechem? Ah! Ayan bedabra alabodos yeledes. Yeledes mitzorah. What it's talking about over here is an ola that you did not bring as a neder and a zadava, but rather, which was a chiyuv on you because of an event that happened, a woman is yoledes. She's bechuyev to bring an erva. So okay, but that's not a neder. Therefore, comes along the pasuk to tell me you bring that also during kalamayit. Well, a mincha tekhen, what does that add? The ba'akatur b'davar, you're talking about a mincha of a neder. It says, mincha sedova, it says. Ah, k'adidavar mincha seita. That's what it's talking about over here. So in other words, if you have a fear of bringing a mincha, which again was neither a neder or a nedava, so that mincha seita is also, it should say mincha seita, mincha skenos, or mincha seita, mincha katas. In other words, either a katas yachid which you have a korbanot liyared, in other words, where he's bringing mincha, or a mincha skenos, which is the mincha seita. What's that? That's Makish the Sakim Shlomim, as we said. Just like Shlomim of Yom, the Sakim that are brought together with the carbon of Dafka Yom. Ule Shlomim, all Shlomim, which are Mechem, the Rabbah Shlomim as you. I'm like a bias, it's a bias. You don't have to say that. I mean, you should have said that Shlomim refers to Shlomim Pesach. That would have made much more sense. Because Shalmei Pesach, when you have now the Shlomim that you meant to bring together with the Karban Pesach, so you set aside, you have a lot of people that need to eat the Karban Pesach. So you set aside now the Chagigas Arbasar and so on. So the thing is, you can bring them in the Kol HaMoed. Yeah, okay. That's what you should have said, because nazir is considered to be nida b'nida. And a man makes a nazir on himself. And we already said, mavad b'nid b'osachem, b'nid b'osachem. So, what do we need a separate passage to tell me? The shalmei man? Oh, well, this is what we're going to discuss. And I'll prove it to you that they got to be nida b'nida, because the Tanya Zakhal, kol shu nidir b'nida koreh b'mat yachid, so here's the first point of my proof. If something cannot be brought as a net of an adava, you can't bring it on a personal bama b'shatet or abamot. It only goes to the bama gedela, which is a no, and givon, not on a personal bama, correct? Item 1. Item 2, the time, furthermore. It says, ha-minachot ba-nizirot, craving the bama's yachid. You're really mad. So if a carbon of zeros can be brought in a bama's yachid, obviously it's called a nidir and nidir. I don't know. Samimi can nizir. That's a mistake. Nizirus comes through a nidir. Certainly not a nidir. Once you accept that you're a nazir, the Torah forces you to bring it. So therefore, I think I disagree. Take that out. For it's not brought on a bama's yachid. What? Nika Ramandi Amar Nazir Enadir Vadira? It's referring to Pasuk that Avshalom, who was a Nazir, he told David, when he asked permission to leave, he told David he's going to Hebron to bring his Neder. And that was talking about the carbon that he was on his Nazirut on 30 days. He needed to bring the carbon from his Nazirus. So it's a good excuse for going out and starting the rebellion against David. And he claimed he was going to Hebron. David said, told him he's going to Hebron. You can't go to Hebron for your Naziris because it's a bonus yachid. You should be going to Gibeon. Something's screwy over here, and he would have had the Shabbat after him. So it must be that, you see, in real terms, a Nazir called Avshalom went to Hebron, a bonus yachid, to bring the carbon on his Naziris. So how can I argue with that? Doesn't the Tzevah Ktev Miketz Arbaim Shana Vayomer Avshalom El HaMelech Elkana Vashalem Et Nidri Hashem Adat El Hashem B'Hebron Ki Neder Nada Avdecha B'Shahisi B'Gishur and so on. So Lachar, what's he talking about? He's talking about his carbon. He says Neder Nada Avdecha going to Hebron for a Neder. No. He was going to give on. What he means was I was Neder Hashem B'Hebron. That's all he's saying. He's saying, I'm going to Hebron. He couldn't go to Hebron.
Ah,
no,
I wouldn't say I'm going.
Right? He's saying, we need another in Hebron. Well, no, that's not true. He says the Pharisee said he was not at the Geshur. While he was still in Geshur, and then I felt so bad not being able to be with you, and now, thank God, you've allowed me back, I'm so happy, et cetera, et cetera. So it can't mean that he was making the Neder in Hebron. And on that, we came around about it. But you know what? He was saying, I'm going to Hebron to get kvasim. That's the best kvasim. He says in the north, the best kvasim are in Hebron. So I'm going to go to Hebron and buy kvasim and then go and be mocked with it. And you know what? It's got to mean that. Because I mean, otherwise it's crazy. You can't understand that. He came like, why in the world would somebody go to Hebron of all places to bring your car? Does it make any sense? What? Shove it to Yerushalayim. I mean, you're in Yerushalayim. Why do you have to leave Yerushalayim to go to Hebron? And Roger will not go to Hebron. I mean, that would be like taking a bus to the Martha Makreva during Yom Kippur. What's the challenge such a thing? So what do you think? I mean, do you think it means to bring Kvasim to Hebron? So then why does he say, Asher Nadati Lashem Bis Hebron? It's not in Hebron. What's the in Hebron? You're saying, I want to bring the Neder Asher Nadat in me Hebron. I want to bring it from the Kvasim that I buy in Hebron, we buy it. That's a problem. Okay, you know, let's go back to the original. Let's say that he was going to be mocked. Okay? Maybe indeed it's not Nidav and Nidav. It's going to be mocked. But if Akashu Akav, I mean, it's Nidav and Nidav. Am I Shabbat Yerushalayim or Makrit? You said, it's got to mean that. Why would somebody go away from Yerushalayim to be Makrit from Hebron? You might as well ask him, why would somebody go to Kevin and not go to Gibbon, which was the Boma Gedera? And that's basically where the Mishkan is, right? The closest thing to a Mishkan is. So at least you're Markham Kodesh. Because already, Kevin Shahut Rabba Markham, I've got to go to Markham. And you can be Markham. No, I got to go to Kevin, I got to buy a lamb, I got to go now and move back to Gibbon with Yerushalayim. The Torah said I can bring a carbon on a bomber, and fine, so I'm bringing in a bomber. If I'm going to buy there, I may as well be marked it there. That's not a kasha. In which case, it means I can bring the zeros on a bomber. And there, well, we got to say with Nina Venina. What does it mean, the case Arba'im Shana? Arba'im Shana of what? It couldn't mean Arba'im Shana from the time
that David had thrown out of Shalom. I mean, that doesn't add up. It's from fun in the open.
So 40 years to what? Says the Gemara, amazing thing. Arba'im Shana Leman. Tanya Rabbi Nurai, I'm going to be sure maybe Yeshua. 40 years from the day that they asked for a melech. Amazing. So she says, since all of the kilkulim of the Malchus came from that Bakashat HaMalchut, we trace the Merida of Avshalom back to the original Bakashat HaMalchut from Shmuel.
Where's that?
Astounding.
Where's that she
comes? No, I made it up. Chaf. It's amazing. It's amazing. He says, and that fits exactly. The Tanya Otashanash Shalalem Melech. The year of the She'elas HaMelech was the 10th year of Shmuel. It was 10 years after Eli's death. So Shanas Yericha Shmuel Haita. If you add the Eser Shani, now the thing is, you had 10 years that Shmuel was Melech, so to speak. He was in charge on his own before they asked for Melech. Then you had the first year after the Bakashas HaMalchus, it was Shana Achat, where Shaul and Shmuel worked together. Shaul was not confident, Shmuel was kept turning back to Shmuel, Shmuel kept giving him the rules and so on. Then Shmuel basically left him and never saw him again. And that left two more years that he was Molach Shaul himself. Shtayim Shemalach Shaul.
Beautiful, beautiful Pirush HaGrod.
But the Grod Taina is the Gemara asks,
what does the pasuk mean when it says Ben Shana Shaul Ben Malcha?
Right? It doesn't make any sense. The Gemara says he was like a 1 year old. He was so tar and pure of sin. Right? Says the Grod, that's what it's referring to. Ben Shana Shaul Ben Malcha.
He
was 1 year old, meaning in a malchus that he had immaturely with Shmuel for a year, and then he was Molech Shtei Shanim. But he was a Malach, Yisrael Shtei Shanim after Ben Shana Malchut. Malchut Bam is beautiful. It fits exactly into the Seder Eilam. No, it was 2 years only as a personal, 3 years altogether. 2 years as a king on his own. Then you have to, okay, so Shtayim Shemalach Shalvach, 36 Shemalach David now, until the Merida, all together was 40 years from the Bakashat HaMalchut. And that was the time of the Hakrovas HaKorban of Avshalom that is mentioned.
Wait, 10 years?
Yeah, but we're not counting those 10 years. No. That was 10 years before. So give me relationships. There's 2 years, so depending on whether we count the year of Shmuel, the 9th year of the Bakashat HaMalchut. So the Rashi is a very long. Rashi has a very long judgment. I haven't worked out the actual number of years since going to so they go. I'm sure Rabbi Nea will enjoy working through the Rashi.
Rabbi, did you get the regard to
He's opening. That's done.
You're opening now. I'll come to your house.
Whatever. Throughout the day, isn't it?